Good morning. Anyone want to say hello?
Good morning, Nancy.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. Are you outside?
Yes, I am. I might have to go on mute.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing outside?
I'm walking.
Oh, must be nice there then.
The sun is shining. I think it's about 26 degrees. Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, 26 degrees would be very nice here.
Oh, what is it there?
It's still below zero.
Oh, my goodness. How
but
much
we do
snow
have sunshine,
do you have?
So that's good.
Uh-huh. Do you have a lot of snow?
Oh, yeah. In fact, on the street, you know, we live in an association and they plow our driveways. They are running out of places to put it. So if they have to start hauling it someplace else, we have to pay for that, too.
Oh,
I know. They say when the sun is out, even though it's this cold, it does have an effect on the snow, at least either dropping lower or maybe evaporating into the air. I don't know. But hopefully we won't have to go where they have to track it someplace else.
Yeah, I know. We've been watching the news and seeing and hearing all about all of the snow there in the east.
Oh, we don't have, like, and we're not that bad, but we do have our fair share.
Well, you must. I wish there'd be some way you could share it. We are so dry. But the wheat fields are getting green, so you know it's getting closer to spring.
Oh my gosh.
No.
It's another world.
I know.
Is that
when
early for this?
No, it happens.
Now? Really?
When we,
I mean, this is the winter.
I know. Well, it's winter wheat. They plant it in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah, they plant it in the fall, and then it's ready to grow up in the spring,
Okay.
So,
wow.
I know, I didn't grow up here, so I had to learn all about it.
You grew up?
I grew up in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I had an icicle from the gutter above my front door. There's a little porch where you step up to come into the house, and it was almost down to the porch a couple weeks ago. I called it my icicle because I just gave it a good hit with my hand, and it fell off. I was surprised it was that easy. And this thing was monstrous. There was no way anybody could have picked it up. It weighed, I don't know how much it weighed. But anyway, that helped. At least it would take the gutter down with it.
Oh, goodness. Oh, my.
The joys of winter.
I know.
It doesn't look very windy out today, so that's a plus.
Right. Yeah, there's hardly, I don't feel any wind here.
That helps.
So,
makes a big difference.
Oh, yes.
Actually, last Wednesday, we have a pass, and it looked fairly clear, and it was not a bad day. I think it may have been like about 20 degrees, and Marty and I decided to walk on the pass as far as we could each direction where until there was snow. And we did that for like a half hour, and it felt so good to be outside walking again.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Are you the only one on the call, do you think?
Pardon me?
Are you the only one on the call?
As far as I know.
Okay.
There haven't been as many on the last few days.
sent out the new phone number yesterday. I don't know whether people opened it or not, but that way they have the number to start with if they wanted.
Yeah, that makes it faster. Yeah, Friday, Steve and I were the only ones on, and he got off, and I got off then, too, about a quarter after.
Okay. I don't know where everybody is.
Huh.
How long do you walk while you're out there?
Oh, I try for 30 minutes.
Good.
Yeah.
Do you usually walk alone?
Yeah, I walk alone.
Uh-huh.
We're out in the country here, and so I have space to walk. How long do you walk?
We usually, you know, when we're at the gym, I count steps because I'm walking alone. Even though I go with Marty, we each walk at our own pace. And so I do it for, I try to get 6,000 steps in, which takes me about 45 to 50 minutes.
Uh-huh.
When we were walking outside, I would walk with him part of the way. And then since I was walking faster than him, when to come back, he would always say, go ahead, and I would walk ahead of him. And we always tried to walk. It was usually about 45 minutes. But all of a sudden at the gym, he is walking faster than me. You know, there are four lanes, and I like to walk in the widest lane. I can't imagine walking in the narrows, although there's signs that say the outside two lanes are for the runners. We don't have a problem. You know, nobody said anything about I'm walking in the outside lane, so I continue to do it. And he walks either on the second or third lane, which certainly will make it a little bit quicker. But one time there was a guy who he was going back and forth with passing, and then they would pass each other, and that really spurred him to walk faster. Which was really funny because he doesn't walk.
Has arrived.
His legs are longer than mine, yet I was walking faster than him. So I finally said to him, you know, when we walk outside again, I think that I may have to let you go ahead.
Oh, dear.
He finally realized, he said to me, you know, at the gym, he knows he's there to walk for exercise. When we're walking outside, it's kind of a different MO, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It'll be interesting when we move outside again.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be for a while.
No, but that day will come too.
I know. They say 30 minutes is all you really need most days of the week.
Yeah. Well,
how often do you do it?
Well, I try for sure 5 days a week.
Yeah, we do too.
Once in a while, I get in six, but
yeah. Do you wear a pedometer?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
I should.
Wow, I have no idea where that came from.
That was me. When my cord gets halfway in, it does that. I'm so sorry. It was buried in my pocket, and I couldn't get underneath to get it.
I was ready to hang up and call back in, thinking it was the line.
Well, I was trying to get it. I was just trying to get it pulled out. I was going to do that, but by the time I got to the phone, that's what it is.
Okay, well, now we know. Anyway, I mean, Mindy keeps saying that was the best $50 she spent when she bought us each a pedometer. It's so intriguing, I guess. I love wearing it, and every night I look at it, and I try to at least have 10,000, and, you know, more than not, I do. Help that you are walking to start with. On days when I don't walk, I rarely get close to 10. Maybe 6 will be my max. And I give myself permission to do that. But certainly when we walk, it's rare that I don't come up with 10.
That's your timing.
It helps. Go ahead.
Timing implicable. Nancy, because I just bit the bullet and gave Denny one for his birthday, one that does even the sleep monitoring, because that's still one that I really want to work on. And so I told him, I threatened him, and he didn't do it and anything about it. So I said he had it on his phone, and all he had to do was, it didn't have to be on his
Loretta
has arrived.
Hanging, I mean, tight to his body, like right. on the waist or anything. It could just be in his hand, or it could be, you know, in a loose jacket or whatever. And he wouldn't keep it with him. So I said, okay, I'm going to get one that straps on your wrist. And it's that Fitbit or something, I think they call it. I didn't get it set up. Huh?
Fitbit. Your Fitbit.
Fitbit. That's right. Fit, not right.
One that I keep in my pocket, or I don't have a pocket I can. Mindy wears hers on a bra. But yeah.
Has arrived.
And you don't have the energy that you got with the phone, the negative energy. I know that. But anyway,
right.
This is just a race wristband that
okay.
snapped on really tight.
Yeah.
So anyway, I've got to program it this morning. I got to hook it up to the computer to get it set up and started.
And she has one of those. She and Jamie got that. All I wanted was my. It also shows how many calories I burned, how many miles I walked, as well as there's a fourth thing on there. I forget what it is. But the big thing for me is the steps.
In fact,
I have an article that I was going to go over today from a little magazine that we get locally. Moving your leg muscles is one of the most important things you can do to improve your overall health. Anybody have any other questions or comments before I read this, what's here?
No, but I'd sure like to have a copy of it when you get through.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Me too.
Let's see what it says. What's holding you back? And they show a picture of a woman standing with her gym shoes on. Varicose veins can cause, actually, let me preface this. It's from a woman. This whole little magazine is people who different kinds of businesses, and she is a double board certified, highly trained in today's advanced medical procedure for treating venous disease. Sometimes the answer is simply the right kind of exercise. Varicose veins can cause a wide variety of symptoms that may prevent you from getting proper exercise, including chronic leg pain, fatigue, don't want to walk up steps, itching, burning, restless leg syndrome, leg cramps, swelling, life-threatening blood clots. Then they show this picture, and it says, walking just a few minutes a day can help you lose weight, strengthen your heart, and remove toxins. After just 3 weeks, we often begin to lose our commitment to change, talking about New Year's resolutions. People are held back by leg pain and fatigue, which is often the result of poor circulation. Single best thing you can do for your overall health is to keep moving. Their practice is dedicated to helping patients be more active. Toxic buildup. If your feet are tired at the end of the day, or if you find yourself having to stop and rest while shopping in the mall, you may be suffering from circulatory issue. And that can affect your entire quality of life. When we stop moving, our leg muscles begin to waste away, and we are not as strong, she explains. Weak muscles decrease your venous return, which means your blood has a hard time returning to your heart and tends to pool in your legs. That causes pain and swelling, but that's not all. It also causes metabolic waste, toxins, to build up in your body. Toxins? The blood leaving the heart is rich with oxygen and nutrients and delivers them throughout the body. But the blood returning to the heart contains waste collected from our cells. In other words, our body uses our veins to help take out the trash, and if our veins aren't functioning properly, the trash builds up inside of us. And nothing takes out the trash like strong calf muscles. The calf muscle is like the heart of the legs. Having weak calves is like having a weaker heart. That's why it's so important to keep moving, to stay active. Einstein got it right. Remember the story of the twins that many academics used to explain Einstein's theory of special relativity? It states that if one twin leaves the Earth and travels around the universe at the speed of light, he will return to discover that his brother has aged much more than he has. That's because the clock literally ticks slower the faster you move. Interesting. Dr.
Wow.
Spiller, who is the woman in this article, uses this story as a metaphor for the importance of keeping your body moving. The faster you move, the more slowly you will age, and the longer you will live. That's not exactly what Einstein meant by his theory, but it's true. As soon as you stop moving, everything goes wrong. You gain weight, and your heart grows weaker. So please keep moving. Simple treatments. For varicose veins and other circulatory issues, they do a less invasive but often highly effective method to get you moving. We help patients increase calf muscle strength by working with them to do specific exercises that are right for them. This may include exercising with bands, moving up and down on your toes, or doing a walking regimen that gradually increases over time. We do everything we can to increase leg muscle strength. Other treatments include something as simple as compression stockings, which your team offers in fun and funky colors. Serious health concerns. Nearly 1 in 4 adults suffers with venous disease, including half of all adults over age 50. That's a lot of people. And while many people still believe that varicose veins are simply a cosmetic concern, they are often a serious health issue resulting in chronic leg pain, fatigue, itching, burning, restless leg syndrome, leg cramps, swelling, and life-threatening blood clots. There is a myth that varicose veins are a problem only for the elderly, but that's not true. While aging does increase your risk, varicose veins often run in families. Being overweight or pregnant, or having a job while you stand for long periods of time, increases pressure on leg veins, which can also lead to varicose veins. And nothing takes out the trash like strong calf muscles. If your vein issue does require more significant treatment than a proper exercise regimen or compression stockings, know that Dr. Stiller is one of the Midwest's most highly trained physicians in a number of different procedures for treating varicose veins, including, and they list a couple of things that she does, and I'll just list them in case anybody has this problem and wants to see if they can find this treatment in where they live. Endovenous laser ablation, EVLA. During this process, a tiny laser is inserted into the vein through an IV where an ultrasound helps the doctor locate the proper placement. The laser heats the vein, causing it to close down. A local anesthesia minimizes any discomfort with this. They also have treatment of spider veins, thread veins, and facial and hand veins. Walk with me. More than offering today's most advanced treatments, Dr. Stiller is committed to keeping our entire community moving. Look at her new Walk With Me program. You'll find details about where and when you can meet up with others simply to walk for half an hour. It's not really a medical thing. It's just about getting out there and walking together in parks or malls where it's safe and you don't have to worry about tripping or falling. Just get moving. So, if anybody wants to copy of this. I wonder if you could pick it up online. I do not have the whole magazine with me. I think I got rid of it, actually.
What's the name of the
it's
the
called
name of the
Vanderhaven, Vanderhaven. And it was in January.
Vanderhaven,
H-A-V-E-N, all one word, Vanderhaven. it was the January 22nd issue. If you can't find it online, let me know and I'll have to kind of copy it and paste it because it's a regular newspaper-sized paper and it's the whole page. I can mail it to you. Otherwise, I don't.
Okay, let me see if I can't do that.
But I thought it was an interesting article for that.
Nancy, it's a newspaper?
It's a local one.
Okay.
It comes out every month or two.
Okay.
And I imagine that the people who, quote, advertise with their articles in there have to pay for it. I don't know how it works.
Okay.
and
is it Vanderhaven with a V as in Victor?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
First name Mimi, M-I-M-I.
Okay. That's great. I just started picking up my workout a little bit more as far as moving around,
Even I think, even said if you are, I didn't use the word ticking, fidgeting, that's still moving.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
I stand a lot, so.
But, you know, even just getting up every hour and walking for 2 or 3 minutes makes a difference. But as I said, probably before you came on, Jeannie, Marty and I have been wearing a Fitbit pedometer for, I'll bet it's a year already, and I love it. You know, I had a couple of weeks ago, and it's like, oh, I won't have it for 3 days. My gosh, what am I going to do? So, yeah, we like it. It definitely inspires you and encourages you to move.
You know, I realized over the weekend, stronger than I've ever realized, the difference in the metabolism rate between my body and Denny's body. I mean, he goes out and does physical labor every day for, you know, several hours, but his pace of moving is never what mine is when I'm just moving around the house or doing, you know, whatever I'm doing. And the amount that I consume in food compared to the amount he consumes is, I mean, I consume at least double the amount of food he does. And
what kind of food, though?
Well, yeah, but I do some goofy things. Last night was a horrible night for me, and I'll admit to it, but and I need to just dump some stuff. But,
no, but are you talking about eating more vegetables or more...
Well, yeah, but I said I still have my off times, and we got into the celebration for his birthday, and the chocolate just hooked me, and I just kept going for 2 days.
Yep.
But it's late at night. It's identified very easily in a very short period of time, and then it's over with. And it will be gone today, too, I can assure you. But the normal for me is still way, way more food than what he gets. And, you know, I'll snack on popcorn late at night. Nothing to say on it, but that, you know, is really bad. But it's still way more food than what he's consuming. And on the meals, too, the same thing. I mean, he'll eat, you know, one bowl of soup and salad, and I'll have, you know, twice the amount that he's had. And then the same thing during the day when I eat. You know, yeah, that food is good, but it's still a lot of food. And I can tell by, you know, the time I spend in the bathroom also. But it has to be the metabolism. And he stands, and, you know, I can even use in church, my feet are going up and down. I'm raising my body continually when they're singing. It doesn't matter what kind of music it is. I can't stand still. He just, you know, he just stands there. He doesn't move. And a lot of times he'll just get tired and sit down.
Oh.
Well, I should say a lot of times, but periodically, it's not that bad. It's a lot of times. But anyway, he goes for a chair. He looks for a chair wherever he moves to. He's got to sit down. He can't stand up for any length of time. Or, you know, I can't sit down even on the phone. I'm pacing the floor. He sits in his chair and doesn't get up except to go to the bathroom at night, which is, you know, very, huh?
Different personalities.
Yeah, it's huge. And I kept telling him, I said, you've got to get up and move. You've got to walk. I mean, I don't know what the number of steps are going to be. It's going to be very interesting. Because even when I'm not walking, I get in a lot of steps, but nothing near 10,000. So
yeah.
I've got a long ways to go. But thank you. That was perfect timing for me.
Hopefully well, it's interesting how I had pulled this out, and I started talking about the pedometer automatically, and here's this article that reinforcing that. I know I just keep telling people you need to keep moving. Whatever it is, you need to keep moving. Got to keep the body moving.
I agree. I think it's the most essential thing that we can focus on.
Yeah. Well, here's another article that actually sort of goes along with it. Knee replacement best before muscles get weak. And if you guys remember, before I had my first knee replacement, Marty's PT strongly recommended that I go to the pool and walk. to strengthen my legs as much as I could, which I did for the first one. This is an osteoarthritis. Despite osteoarthritis in both knees, I managed to lead an active life by getting knee injections and taking daily NSAIDs. My doctor's talking about knee replacement. I am frozen with fear. Will I be better off? Will I be better afterward? How do I know it's time for surgery? You'll know, lady or man, whoever you are. Knee replacement surgery has improved so much that even your older brother's version isn't your option. Most docs will tell you to trade in your old joint for a new one when using it causes pain, especially severe pain that inhibits your lifestyle or your ability to stay healthy by being active. Research shows that how well you function going into surgery dictates how you'll function afterward. I totally agree with that. That's because the grinding bone-on-bone pain of advanced osteoarthritis leaves you with seriously wimpy muscle tone, which makes recovery slower and harder. You're more likely to be active for longer if you have surgery when your muscles are still near the top of their game, not the bottom. So I agree with that. A lot of people wait until it's finished, and you know, many people say I should have done this X number of years ago. I think walking in water was wonderful advice because one day is so clear in my mind. It was everything hurt, and I thought, oh gosh, do I really want to go walk for an hour? And it's like 20-25 minutes away to get to the pool, and I decided to go anyway, and I did. And I got in the water, and nothing hurts when you're doing it in water. I walked for a whole hour, and it was like, oh my, how about that? That was one day that I remember. So it's important to keep the muscles, you know, strong as you can, and by using them.
Well, certainly, and you know, you think about our products. You used our wraps, I'm sure, didn't you?
Gosh, yes. I mean, that's what kept me out of the OR for 10 years.
Can I ask you a question about, I have a customer that had a bad knee replacement. He said it didn't really work well, and he's in a lot of pain. You think that wrap would be support? I mean, I know it will, but I just wanted your thought about it, since you have had a knee replacement. Would the wrap be comforting for that?
Both knees. In fact, I took them both to the hospital after my first one. And then months after I did rehab and I was really, fine, probably after both, I was almost going to stop. I've been wearing the Kenko wraps, both with four chips and with each knee at night. But when I sleep, I was almost going to stop. And then I thought, why? It's not hurting you. It's not a big deal. Why would you consider stopping? It can't do anything but good. Unfortunately, you know, the Electromax. So yeah, I work with chips and see if I talked to a woman a couple of weeks ago, who had a knee replacement, had both knees done, and one of them from almost the beginning, she was having pain. And her doctor kept telling her, you know, it's not da da da. She finally had it redone, and there was something that broke off in there. And, there are people, I know somebody else who had a second knee replacement on the same knee. You know, it does happen sometimes.
I just wanted to verify. You said four chips on each. I thought you said on each knee. You mean two chips on each knee, four chips total?
No, four on each.
In your wrap?
Two on either side of my knee, plus the Kenko wrap.
Oh, wow.
Under the Kenko wrap.
Okay. Just pin the inside it.
The incision is fairly, I don't know how many inches long, so that kind of covers the whole area that was open.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
For me. Two above the knee.
Denny's been wearing two on each knee in the wrap, and you can really tell when he does and when he doesn't.
Okay.
How he moved.
There's a guy at the gym who a couple of weeks ago was I heard him say to somebody that he's not allowed to, he works there and he's not allowed to go downstairs and participate. He did something to his knee. So, you know, my antenna went up and I talked to him. I took in the wrap, and I let him wear it while I walked that day. And all I had was the large. I wasn't sure it was big enough. And I offered to take the extra large when I came with my order. And I took it in on last, whatever, Friday, I guess, when we were there. And he looked at it, tried it on, he said, yeah, this is better. He had an appointment Monday, yesterday, for an MRI. He said, you know, let's see what they say. And, you know, so, and I had also given him the chip to use that day. Whether he'll decide to try it, I don't know. He doesn't know what it is. He's, they are thinking maybe, they're not talking replacement or anything yet. But he's never had a problem with his knee, and he doesn't even know how it happened. So.
You guys all have that article that Vance used and sent down, oh, some time ago, the healing power of magnets. I think only because it's, so basic and so easy to understand that everybody should be given that, and we should just say our company was built on this one product. But now we've got, you know, we come from a lot more directions than just magnets. It's one page, and it's signed by a Virginia Applen, A-P-P-L-E-N. Don't know who she is, never heard of her before, but it's written in real simple, illustrations of how, you know, how it works, why it works, et cetera. How do they work? That's the middle of the page. And I read it a little, you know, just a paragraph before, but I was trying to get it out and I was still having computer trouble and I got to get some stuff straightened out this morning before I could do anything. Anyway, but well, as soon as I get you, do you remember seeing that, Nancy? Do you have it?
You know, I'm not sure. I was thinking if you have it, if you send it to me, I can send it down again.
Okay, I will do that because I just think it's really, really good.
Yeah.
Vance has used it a lot, I know.
Good.
And it's one of like the first thing that he shoves out to people. And I think that, you know, I'm just going to carry it with me anytime I'm with somebody that I'm doing an appointment with. You know, I might not give it, I wouldn't give it to him before I sat down with him. I don't want making a decision on one piece of paper, but, I just think it's really, well done for what's in there.
Yeah.
So I
will help you, Jeannie?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought so, because Ricky wears them all the time, and that's what got his attention, you know, their attention about him. But he hasn't had a knee replacement that this guy had, and I had told him, I said, you know.
What is the doctor say?
He goes, who?
The guy who had the replacement.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far with him. He just said, order me one now.
Yeah.
I told him it'd help with the discomfort, you know.
Yeah, I would encourage the chips.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah,
for a little short set of I know we're a little bit past time. I just want to do it so I can get rid of this piece of paper, please. Again, the doc for the week, power of imagination and visualization. Yeah, I've known and practiced for a very long time, probably since the 70s, and I'm just going to read this couple of paragraphs. Imagine this. You've been losing some extra pounds, way to go, but then you get a killer craving for, say, a chocolate coconut cake donut. Ugh, 550 calories of sugar and fat. You can't stop thinking about that donut. What to do? Lucky you. You've already got the solution. Keep thinking hard and long about that donut. And presto, you're back in control. I'm not sure if that's the way I would do it, but anyway. People in a new study who imagine themselves eating the treat like M&M's, they crave 30 times over, ate less of that food later than people who visualize eating it only 3 times. So if you visualize it 30 times rather than 3, you'll end up eating it at all, you'll eat less. You know how that 10th bite of chocolate mousse just isn't as sensuous as the first? Still good, but you start to feel like you've had enough. Well, the same thing seems to happen when you simply imagine you're eating the food, only without racking up all those calories and fat. Imagination is a powerful tool. it can change your body. Top pro athletes have successfully used visualization techniques for years. In one study, people who simply imagined working out a muscle were able to bulk it up as effectively as those who actually lifted weights. The next time a craving hits, try it. Sit down, relax, and see yourself eating every mouthful of that hot fudge sundae over and over. By the 30th reward, we bet you're over it. Imagine that. I thought that was cool.
That is good.
That is.
Mm-hmm. I remember years ago, and this is my last little story, I was participating in a group with a local woman who created the program she was using for weight loss. And one day she had Hershey Kisses, and it was the kind of thing that Oz has actually had stuff about. You smell it. I remember this program clearly from him also. You smell it, you hold it in your hand, and you finally put it in your mouth and do not chew it. You let it melt. And you're really just savoring the taste of it. And if you did this 10 times, by the 10th time, it's like, ugh, what am I doing? You know, it doesn't taste the same. We also tried that with M&Ms. The first one does not taste, the 10th one tastes nowhere near the power of the first one. So why do we keep eating it? It was very, you know, I remember that after all these years. So a lot of it's habit, a lot of it's mindless eating. And on that note, anyone have any final thoughts or concerns?
That's a good note.
Okay.
Thank you, Ned.
Welcome. I think we're going to go walk. Have a good day,
all right.
Everybody.
Me too.
And be back tomorrow.
Thanks
for your participation, everybody. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.